I'm Sherry Cahill. I work in the Soil Science Department at NC State University, but I'm actually originally from Pittsburgh, so it's good to be home for a few days. I worked on this project with Drs. Deanna Osmond, Randy Weiss, and Ron Heiniger. And as we're all aware, there are three common goals in agronomy, and those are to increase yields, nutrient efficiency, and water efficiency. In this study, we'll be looking at the first two. And as agronomists, we know that the human population is growing and expanding, and that there's increased pressure to land for food and fuel production. And so we're commonly asked how we will meet this demand. There are many ways, but in this study, we're looking at alternative nitrogen products. And it was already pointed out that most of these products aren't necessarily new, but the names of them are new, and they're slightly new to farmers, producers, and extension agents. The first product is urea ammonium nitrate plus Nutrisphere. This is a water-soluble, high-charge density polymer that creates an active shield around liquid fertilizer to protect it from volatilization and leaching. It contains about 30% nitrogen. The second product is environmentally smart nitrogen, ESN, that we've already heard mentioned today. This is a granular urea with a coated semi-permeable polymer that contains 44% nitrogen. The third product is UCAN23. This is a liquid UAN fertilizer plus calcium. It has 8% nitrate, 5% ammonium, 10% urea, and 4% calcium. It's designed to immediately supply available nitrate and ammonium, and urea is for continuous feeding by the plant. The water-soluble calcium is supposed to reduce ammonia volatilization. So our objective was to compare these alternative products with urea ammonium nitrate, UAN, which is commonly used in North Carolina by most of our producers. So our experimental design was looking at winter wheat and corn at various nitrogen rates, including check plots. It was a randomized complete block design with four replications. And we had multiple field sites in all three physiographic regions of North Carolina. Those are the coastal plain, Piedmont, and mountains. This was a two-year study that we just wrapped up 2 weeks ago. We finished our last harvest. So for the purposes of time today, I'm presenting both years combined only at the coastal plain sites. I'll start with our corn yields in the coastal plain. Corn yields are on, their grain yields are on the y-axis, and application rate is on the x in kilograms per hectare. ESN is the blue diamond, Nutrisphere is orange, UAN is a green triangle, and UCAN is a gold X. And what we're seeing is that across nitrogen rates, there isn't a very large response to, or there isn't a very large grain yield response. Also, within each rate, there isn't a significant difference between these products. The error bars, the vertical error bars that you see are standard error. Let's see. So we're not seeing that at any of these fertilizer rates, these first four, that any of the products are performing differently, or I should say better than UAN. At this highest rate, ESN is performing, it has a higher grain yield than the UCAN product. But overall, there isn't a consistent difference. So looking now at nitrogen use efficiency of these products at the Coastal Plain site, I defined nitrogen use efficiency as the nitrogen in the above-ground biomass minus the unfertilized check plot over the nitrogen application rate. And this is a percentage from 0 to 100. And overall, our NUE values are ranging from about 20 up to 85. So they're somewhat normal. They're a little bit above average for what I've seen at some of these sites in the past. But at each nitrogen application rate, there isn't a significant difference between products, and there isn't a product that's consistently performing better than UAN. Okay, so moving on to the wheat yields, I'm going to start with our upper coastal plain site. This was a sandy loam soil. Grain yields are in milligrams per hectare on the y-axis, and an application rate is on the x-axis. The same color scheme for the fertilizers. This one I did put on the check plot The yields were less than 4 megagrams per hectare at this site. There was a bit of a response to nitrogen rates, where we saw grain yields increasing. And one thing that's different from the corn results is that here for wheat, the ESN isn't performing as well as the other products at this lowest nitrogen rate and at the second highest. Looking at the nitrogen use efficiency, we see pretty much the same story. ESN is about 11-12% nitrogen use efficiency at this lowest rate. That's influenced by the grain yield and the straw yield results that I'm not showing today. And then moving to the lower coastal plain, this site was very different from the upper coastal plain. It was a sandy loam, but it had much more organic material in the soil, and it's poorly drained. The potential yields from the check plot are at 6 megagrams per hectare, but we don't see much of a nitrogen response in this case. As we're increasing our nitrogen rates, there isn't an increase in grain yield, so nitrogen was not the limiting factor at this site. We see pretty much the same thing with the NUE results here, except for this ESN, again, at the lowest nitrogen rate, isn't performing very well, and that's mainly influenced not by the grain yields up here, but by poor straw yields. So those were the two field studies that we had, and I'd like to talk for just a minute about a laboratory study that we did, soil incubation. We took these fertilizer products and mixed them with soil from 5 different sites in North Carolina and incubated them for up to 12 weeks at 25 degrees C, 80% field capacity, to try to represent field conditions during corn production. And then each week I took a subsample from our container and analyzed for nitrate and ammonia concentration and graphed that as a percentage. So we have N release percent from 0 to 100 on the y-axis and time in days on the x. The same color pattern for the products. This data is a little messy. There are fairly large standard error bars here, but if we take a look at time zero, these three products have an initial time zero was about 2 hours after I added fertilizer to the soil. The immediate availability of nitrogen is between 30 and 60%, except for the ESN product. It's having basically zero release until somewhere between 7 and 14 days. So this is what we saw at 4 of the 5 site soils that we looked at, that ESN had the slower release profile in these laboratory conditions. So we're thinking, before we had our field results in, that under cooler conditions, less than 25 C, that winter wheat is grown in, ESN could have an even slower release profile because it is that granular urea and it is, the nitrogen is released, it's temperature dependent release, which is a little bit of what we saw at the upper coastal plain wheat site, where ESN wasn't performing quite as well as the other products. So overall, in our field studies, we saw that there wasn't a consistent yield or NUE difference between UAN and alternative products that we looked at. The lab incubation showed that ESN had a slower release profile, which may not be matching nitrogen uptake by the plants, particularly by wheat. And I'll take any questions that you have.
Did you do any studies where you mixed slower, you know, the controlled release and quick release fertilizers?
No. In the laboratory? No.
Either in the field or whatever.
No.
Because it's common practice, I think, where you just generally don't go 100% with one type of fertilizer. The release characteristics you're looking for. Mm-hmm. So you've got some fast, quickly available nitrogen, and then some later through the season.
Mm-hmm. That was supposed to be the idea with the UCAN product, where it's manufactured, but there's supposed to be some immediate availability and then some that's a little bit slower.
I guess I would add, for the interest of everybody, is that we don't recommend ESN as 100% product for top dressing layer wheat. It should, for the reasons you showed, it needs to be blended with a soluble material to provide for early growth.
So North Carolina, we put it on at about the beginning of February, the ESN, so it's about a 25% reduction of ESN that you guys recommend, plus UAN, is that correct?
Some kind of mix, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we did not do that. We just put out 100. Okay.
What, is there any data to support the effect of calcium on nitrogen?
There is, but I'm not that familiar with that yet. I believe that, I don't think that I could answer that, actually. I would have to look into it a little bit more. But that's a product that wants to, that the company wants to have sold in our state, so we're looking into it before
before it's sold. So we, I hadn't heard of calcium. That
yeah.
Was kind of new to
me. We'd like to have some regional data.
All right. Thank you.